Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good morning, everyone. Today is July 11th, 2016, and you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. In today's show, In Touch Interviews, I would like to introduce and welcome guest Nancy Lynn. Nancy has been working as a professional spiritualist, medium, and life counselor for many decades. She has used this work to help individuals connect with spirits and events and has been aware of the ability to communicate with the spirit world on many different levels as long as she can remember. Today, she is not only here to discuss what she can do, but some of the amazing events and classes she helps bring to the community. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Nancy to the show.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
Awesome. So I know there is a lot that you do, especially amongst the community. So I'm just going to jump right in and start off with, would you like to talk a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with the spiritual community and the holistic community and so forth?
Sure, not a problem. As you had stated before so eloquently, it goes way back. And I indirectly did it throughout my life, either working in the foster care system or working with children and or people, adults, helping them to see things in a bit of a different way. Not exactly spiritual as they looked at it, but maybe seeing things through a different glass or glasses. And with that, it allowed people to start healing themselves in their own time and in their own way. So I was able to do that while working in corporate America to sort of make my journey into where I am today.
Now, what do you feel your purpose is? Because you do so much. So what do you feel like your purpose is now?
I actually reside presently in the Downriver area in Michigan, and what I would like to do is bring the energy up in this particular area. In doing that, I want to assist people with many mediums that can look and do this in three different ways. The first is actually the workshop, and let me back up just a moment to discuss the fact that I decided to build a company called Opening to Enlightenment. We call it OT for short, which actually has three totally separate divisions within it. The divisions allow people to learn or connect at a rate that's comfortable to them. One of the divisions that I look at or that we do is classified as workshops. Workshops are entailed to allow a person, it's usually in a two-hour stench, to allow a person to get historical information about the subject, whatever the subject lies in, and then for the second half to actually participate in it. So let's take auras, for example. In the first half, they learn all about auras, their uses, the different functions that they have. And then in the second half, they learn how to see auras. And we do guarantee that everybody that comes to our class will see an aura. So the second half is an interaction. What our workshops are for is to give people basic levels of abilities on subjects that they're highly interested in. And we span across many, many different areas. We have auras, as I did state. We talk about dream interpretation. That gives you the ability to not only be able to interpret your dreams, but to also be able to record it. Everybody does dream. So we learn about how dreams were used throughout the millenniums and how we use them now today, how to remember your dream, and then what exactly is dreams. And the most important things about dreams is the fact that it's symbols that come to you. How you personally interpret the symbol has the bearing on what the dream actually means. And, of course, as you already know, there are many different types of dreams, from lucid dreaming to just many different types of dreams within it. We also cover chakras. We cover connections between people, what they are, how they develop, how it can strengthen, and why the particular connections are there. We have essential oils. We cover herbs. We have brought on a few new people this year, and so we have some exciting new classes. We just got through with palmistry, which we have an excellent teacher for, and we've done part A, and now we're going to marry into part B. We have moon rituals coming up in September, which will be incredibly exciting. This is another new class we put on. We also cover numerology. We have a part A, part B. What does your name mean? What does your birth year mean? What do they mean to you? And how can you take those numbers and kind of have them work in harmoniousness to you? When is a really profitable year in direct respect to your birth date? And when are years of completion? So we go over stuff like that. In the part B, we go over some of your karma, some of the challenges you've had in life, where you live. So from there, we also go into spiritual guides, past lives. We have another exciting class we brought on this year, Stones and Crystals, part A, part B. And another very exciting one we brought on this year is table tipping. Table tipping is, to me, sort of a lost art. It is something where we, one by one, actually bring in spirits, and they communicate to us through the table by means of moving the table. And it's not any tricks or levitation or anything. The table actually walks, moves, goes on one leg. And what's exciting in this class is you go over the history of table tipping, how it evolved, and how it sort of segued into modern today. And then we actually bring the students in. We hold a really small class on that because we bring the students in one by one in the table tip so they can be part of it. Our next class on that actually is July the 18th. There's only a few spots available for that. And so the people sit at the table, and one of their relatives or whomever will come in, and they can ask them actual questions and get answers via the movement of the table from a yes to a no. So people have been really amazed. We only began this year. We've only had one class. This will be our last class in July on the 18th. It's an evening class, 6:30 to 8:30. It's only 2 hours. And we only run our workshops from April to September. And we run, these are public ones that we do a lot of private on the side. So if you have a group of friends around seven, and what we'll do is we'll do a private one of these classes for you, or people from the office that would like it. We have a meditation class. So we will do that for a private group of people. You just need to contact us. And the number that we can be contacted at is 571-989-2408. We'll be repeating this number a few times within this segment. But they're exciting classes, and we have some dynamic teachers that we brought on this year, and they specialize in this area, so they know them backwards and forwards. And what we're hoping to do is we're at a basic level right now in all these classes. What we're hoping to have happen is in a couple of years, we'll go into intermediate classes. Next year, we might be Skyping some of these. So we'll run these through the Skype. Now, on the table tipping, obviously, you need to be there, okay? On some of the other ones, like dream interpretation, we can Skype that one. And so if you have some relatives or you're at somewhat of a party or something, you can bring one of our instructors in, and they can run the show. So this is some of our hopes and dreams for next year, and we're continuing to add classes on upon people's interest and some of the people that we have coming in that have expertise.
That's amazing.
If you want to look for a listing of our classes and what we've got, please go to www.nancy.com. Under the workshop category, it gives you a brief listing of all of our classes as well as our schedule. And if you want to see other classes, please feel free to contact us, or if you want a private one, please contact us, and we can set up a time and an area to have it done. And as we said, we do this or bring it in if you want this, or celebrations. It's up to you what works the best for you.
Now, you talked a little bit about the workshops that you guys offer and bringing in the teachers and definitely the time frame. I know you mentioned that these classes are about 2 hours long. Cost-wise, if somebody was interested in taking one of these classes, what are they looking at? You know, how affordable is this?
$40 a class.
That's affordable.
Yeah. And you learn so much, and it's totally interaction. It is exciting to see. I just ran a class in Auras. We should be having another one shortly. And people getting so excited, not just seeing it, but auras aren't just seeing the colors around your hand or around your head. It's the whole dynamics of an aura. An aura is the thing that feels whether you're in danger. An aura is when you walk in a room, you sort of stretch out your energy and you pick the most comfortable spot you want to be in a room. It's the energy that is around you, and it's used for a whole bunch more than just seeing colors. It's also the thing that healers can see that they can work with to straighten out different elements, different things that you have that are wrong with you, because they emit different colors, or they're broken, or there's so many dynamics just to that one subject as well as many others. There's auras that are cloudy. You know, people are in kind of indecision. So there's so much about it than just the little bit we know or about it in the Western world, or that most people know about, I should say, in the Western world.
Now, I want to back up just a few minutes here. You talked a little bit about opening to enlightenment as a company and it offering the three divisions. And I know that workshops is one of the first divisions of your company. What inspired you to bring this to the forefront, to build a company that has that type of division where you're bringing in different instructors and so forth, and you're teaching all these classes and providing it to the community? What kind of brought that to the forefront as a purpose of yours?
I, be it where I live, which is downriver, the energy down here just seemed lackluster, just slow, just not vibrant. Yet when I would go up north to Farmington Hills, people just had more energy. They were more content. And so I figured, well, geez, I do like where I live. What can be done with a lot of people, great people, to bring the energy up here so we can begin to thrive the way we're meant to thrive down here? And to me, clearing out some of the debris that one has, not just learning, but though cleaning out some of the debris will begin to make anybody's perspective in life just a little clearer. So I figured if I began amongst and with some very good mediums that I knew to bring them down and begin to bring the energy up down here, it would be a really stellar place, and the energy would start to move in a really positive vein. I've seen so many companies close down here, so many people lose their homes and their cars, and I'd rather not dwell on that part, but see what I can do as an individual to take the first step to make the actual energy in where I live and reside to bring it up. So will these things happen? Yes. But as much? Maybe potentially no. Maybe there'll be other things. Maybe people will brush off things just a little bit quicker and go forward. And so that was really exciting to me, to do something rather than just be on the outside watching. And so to me it was, how do I do this? I began the company, and the company has existed a little bit off and on. So the company name in itself, which is Opening to Enlightenment, has always been there, but it's what actually would be the best to sit under its umbrella. So personally, I do readings, and it's in its own right. It's exciting to me because I don't recall, you know, much about the reading, but what I do really recall is the fact that when the person leaves, they seem to have a brighter feeling about them, sometimes a smile, sometimes a release, where they feel like they maybe have a direction or a purpose, or they'll pass through whatever this is occurring in their life. And that to me is incredibly exciting. I do as much as I can on that vantage point. And with it, I wanted to be able to touch more in a different way. And it's sort of like to me, like a stone that you throw into a pond, kind of watch the ripples go out. So if we throw a stone in and begin to touch one person after the other, then what a wonderful thing. So from there, I thought, well, geez, if we do the workshops and people now can begin to help themselves, what a lovely thing. So If they begin to use homeopathic, you know, methods, which will be a class we'll bring on either latter part of this year or early next year, then they'll kind of learn a different alternative that they might be able to use along with medicine to help heal themselves out of a particular illness or whatever they have. Also, the fact that if somebody's really stuck and they begin to remember their dreams, how wonderful that is that they're getting information about their life through their dreams, which most of us, all of us actually do. How wonderful if they begin to remember that and then can take and utilize that in their waking life.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's actually the third thing that I thought of for this particular company, and that was making a spirit fest.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we get into the spirit fest, because I know that's a really interesting dynamic, and I'm thrilled that you do it, I just want to ask you about the classes. Those people who are interested in connecting and taking the classes, do they need any prior knowledge on the subject before they come and take the class?
No. Excellent question. Thank you, Courtney. Absolutely not. It is a basic level class. The only thing that we require is if you're taking such as numerology or anything that has a part A, part B, that you do take the part A in our workshops prior to signing up for B. And the reason that it is, and numerology is a great example, palmistry is also like that. The basic level of what you need to learn to do part B is all accomplished and completed in part A. So if you walked into part B in these particular subjects, you'd be lost and tremendously trying to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely not. You need no knowledge on it. It's just sort of a basic historical thing, the first thing about how it, to the best of, you know, our knowledge, how it came to be, how it's evolved through, you know, time and where it is now today. And then mm-hmm. it's at a basic level when you begin to do it, like a dream interpretations. You bring in a dream that you really want to interpret, and we pair off in pairs, and you work with the dynamics of the dream. We have assistant people in the class that can help you with the interpretation. But the most important thing about these workshops is that the people coming come out with a basic knowledge of how to do it on their own and how to achieve it. So, no, anybody can take them. There's a lot of different subjects. We have meditation, we said, past life, a lot of really exciting little short classes. And we do them in the evenings, and we do them on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's for the public ones. The private ones, we can schedule it, what works with your group.
Awesome. So if they can't make the scheduled dates, they can schedule something privately.
Correct.
And that's an amazing thing to be able to do as well, because, you know, there's a lot of people who, you know, have a group of friends who want to take a class and maybe the schedule just doesn't work out. So they can actually have an instructor come in, or they can come and schedule another date and be able to take that class. That's an awesome opportunity for those people out there that really want to learn.
And the and thank you so much for bringing that up, too, because we do as many private as we do public. And when it's a private class, it will only be for your group. We will not offer it out to anybody else. So it kind of makes an intimate thing, whether it's family, whether it's coworkers, whether it's friends. You know the people that are in the class, so it makes it nice.
Mm-hmm. Now, I would like to go into your spirit fest, and I'm really excited for you to talk about this subject because I know me and you have talked about this subject before, but another part of opening to enlightenment as a company is your Downriver Spirit Fest. So would you like to talk a little bit about that festival and how often it takes place and so forth?
Yes, thank you very much. This was the third branch that was developed out of Opening to Enlightenment. If we do one-on-ones for the reading, we do the workshops for a group of people, and then we thought, how can we really hit some people where they can come in and get the benefit of having some really high-quality readers and some really, really wonderful vendors, and that's all they need at that time. So then we decided to bring in the Spirit Fest. The Spirit Fest began last year, and for our first one, we had an outstanding amount of people. When we began with, I placed together some really high-quality mediums. And they're actually from up north, personal friends of mine, and I asked them to please come together to create this Spirit Fest downriver. And it was, as I said, I was just really pleased at the outcome of people that came. From mm-hmm. there, we had one in March, and at that point I decided that we didn't have vendors yet. I had decided to place on vendors so that the people that were coming for readings, they're 15-minute readings except for the people that do the art. And what I decided is to put in vendors that were spiritual-based, and I'll explain that in a second. So when people were waiting for the reading from a particular person, that they had something to look at. So as concerned I am about the readers, I became concerned about the vendors. And I'll explain what I mean by that. When I began, after the first one occurred last year, and the turnout was pretty decent, I began to receive a lot of phone calls from different people that were psychics and or mediums that wanted to participate in the festival that was happening downriver here. To me, my client is my most important person, and whoever came into this festival had to be high quality. So I literally interviewed the people. And if the people were of high quality and could read really well, they were added on. Now, we actually have the set from the original Spirit Fest we had last year has been in that one, our March one, and then we have one in October. But as we are growing, our space is growing too, so I needed to add on different readers. It was imperative to me that our mediums weren't all alike. I wanted something different. I have a phenomenal aura reader. I have a person I brought on that does tea, a gentleman that is extremely good at rune stones. We have an artist that actually will draw your spiritual guide or your loved one that has passed. I have another one that does painting art for what is going on in your life right now. So I wanted different flakes for different people, for our clients that came in, that they might like it. There is an entry charge to come in. It's only $5. Our readings are 15 minutes and then a half an hour for the two artist ones because they've got to create and do this during the point in time they're also giving you a reading. Mm-hmm. The vendors were just as important to me. The stuff that they showed had to be natural, and they needed to understand that I didn't want a lot of noise in there to disturb any of the readers, and I didn't particularly want food in there, but I wanted things that dealt with natural things like oils or leather or jewels, stones, crystals. So as important my readers are, or I said the readers for Opening Enlightenment, so were and are the vendors that participate in it. We had one in March and increased our influx of people by 300%.
Oh, wow.
I'm super excited about the one in October the 1st, and that will be held at the Brownstown Rec Center. This is in Brownstown, which is at Telegraph and King Road. There'll also be information on our website, www.nancyote.com. Again, that's www.nancyote.com. That way you can get the information off a website, don't need to be writing it down real fast.
Mm-hmm.
We have increased each time our square footage that we're using, so we've opened the third bay at this point, so we got some additional vendors in, which we have a macrame, beautiful macrame work she does, and we have some other different things dealing with candles, homemade soap with oils and Reiki energy in. In our healing, we have phenomenal healers in there. We have a woman that does Reiki. We have another woman that deals with stones. And we have a reflexologist that will be there.
Awesome.
I am super, super excited about this. The people were so, last time, so excited about it that they didn't just come in and go to one reader and look at the vendors. They stayed for numerous different ones because you get different aspects of things that are important from you from going to different types of readers. So that in its own thing was extremely exciting. We received a tremendous amount of emails back in March that were thankful that we had it, super excited about this festival that we had just in March. What we're looking to do for next year, again, we'll do two in Brownstown. And we're looking to expand it either into Plymouth or into possibly Wayne, somewhere around there, Westland, Wayne, I'm not quite sure. And so what we'll be doing is four a year.
That'll be awesome. I think people will really enjoy that. And I find it very interesting, and I want to point this out to our listeners because I know our listeners go to a lot of events each year. Here at the Guide and the radio station, we definitely try to promote as many spiritual events as possible. But one of the most interesting things I want to go back to and let the listeners know is that every person that you bring in, whether they're doing a reading or a healing or a vendor, they're not only unique, but you're interviewing these people. You're making sure that they really say what they are, and they're really doing what they say they do. And I find that very interesting. I also want to point out to our listeners that, you get a lot of calls. You get a lot of people who want to join this event, and I'm sure you even had to turn some people down because of it.
I probably turned down as many people that are in the event the same amount of people that are in the event, a lot of people call, because Downriver doesn't participate in a lot of sort of spiritual stuff quite like this. So people were very eager to participate in it. And if I felt that they were doing it for, and I'm not against economic gain, don't get me wrong. I want everybody that participates in it, whether it be a reader or a healer or a vendor, to gain, you know, economically from participating in it. But when that became the biggest thing, and it wasn't sort of for the whole thing of what I, for the people coming in, then it would concern me. Also, I'm very, and thanks for bringing it up about the interview, I'm extremely selective about the readers but the vendors. I want a certain motif of positive stuff to be, you know, from the vendor. So I do request that I see their table and I see pictures of it. And I do have a little bit of an interview with them, too, what would not be acceptable and why. You know, not that I don't think their art or whatever they're doing isn't extremely stellar and beautiful, though there's just a motif. There might be small kids that are coming, and I just want to make sure that that, you know, there's nothing offensive or that parents need to explain or anything like this. I want it to be fun, and I want it to be a really pleasant day where you can go and get a reading and shop, mini spa, you know, experience, and just leave there feeling so much lighter and better than when you came in.
And as far as the vendors are concerned, I know you talked about more of a natural motif. I would say, would that also go along the lines of maybe a lot of vendors who hand make their things?
Correct.
You know, and that's awesome as well. And I know personally, when me and you have discussed this event, you've told me before, and I do want the listeners to know this, that your vendors are all different. Each one has, you know, their own unique things that they make or do naturally. So you're not going to see, you know, a stack of vendors that all do the same thing. They're all different, correct?
Absolutely, and great point you brought in. I do not want our guests that come to the Spirit Fest just to see all jewelry. And not that that isn't beautiful, but I want it to be a win-win situation for the guests coming in as well as the vendors with their goods. So I did limit stuff. So I wanted very different things. We have very few tables. Well, and I shouldn't say very few insofar as they take up a lot, but some we have dream catchers, we have macrame at another, we have painting at another, we have soap at another, jewelry at another, we have a few with Native American stuff. So it's a snippets of all different kind of things. Another person's doing candles. So it gives a little different flavor to the whole thing rather than seeing the whole thing and becoming sort of numb. It's seeing the same things as you go through. So absolutely correct, and thank you very much for bringing that up. It is different things that you'll look at. And what's really unique about our vendors is a lot of them have history with them, so add tremendous knowledge about what they make. So one of the ladies that does jewelry actually mines all her own stones. So she can tell you about exactly where she mined them from. One of the ladies that is Native American can also tell you what this was used across, what, you know, and and why it was used. It isn't just selling this thing, and here you go, you find out what it's about. These vendors are highly knowledgeable. So please feel free. We have another lady who does herbs, and she's got candles that when you put the herbs around can help to manifest things. And she can tell you a tremendous amount about them, why they work, how to work them, where to put them. It's each one has a love about what they do. So they have a tremendous amount of knowledge behind them that that you can benefit from besides just the readers that we have for this festival. But it's totally exciting to me because it's one of the first that ever hit downriver. And we had people in March coming from Ohio and from Chicago. And the Chicago people called me and said, when would I be bringing it to Chicago? And I said, probably not for many years, but let me get it set up in Michigan pretty stable. And then I can maybe branch out to another state. So I'm looking at keeping most of the people that are part of it to be in other locations, but in a few areas, I want to add a few locals. So when we do go to Wayne, I want to bring a couple people from around that area because it makes it more better for the clients coming in.
Yeah, because then they can actually not only see these individuals at this festival, but then they can also book private appointments with them or they can go visit them personally as well.
Absolutely, and it's a benefit for the readers that are there. Excellent point you brought up. It's only a short 15 minutes, but you get a lot of information in that 15 minutes. And most of the vendors the readers that are there, all of them read on their own, and absolutely you can book an hour or half an hour with them. They have their card. They can give you that information or email them after the thing, and you guys can set up something with them. I can't say enough about how talented the mediums are and the healers, as well as how incredibly intellectual and knowledgeable our vendors are that are coming.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would ask you how you feel this, you know, is of great value, but I think you've really covered that subject. You know, this is a unique event. This isn't something that, you know, a lot of people are doing in the sense that, yes, there's a lot of spiritual events in the community or festivals in the community, but you're really trying to bring in those individuals who are really good, very unique, and one of a kind in a way. And I think that that is a very interesting facet of your Spirit Fest, that they can come in and get, you know, a different reading. And, you know, they could do three or four different readings, or they can check out the vendors, and every thing is you know, homemade, handmade, natural. It's natural to what they do, and they're really experienced. And I think that most people who go to these events are really looking for that. They're looking for that impression that these people are really good at what they do and they know their stuff, you know. So I think that you're bringing a quality to your event that is a little bit different. Not that other events don't have that, but you're really seeking that.
I am, and thank you very much, Courtney, for bringing that up. I want diversity, and it's important to me because people as human beings are diverse. So what somebody might get a tremendous information from having a tea reading, for somebody else or their best friend that sits down, they very well might not. So maybe going to go to a flower reading or maybe having a runestone reading, they might get or receive much more information in that aspect for them. So I want to create something so diverse that it will work for different types of people and that they will have the ability seek out what works the best for them. Insofar as that, it's exciting. Now, on the vendor, I will tell you the vendor to me was a bit more challenging. And the reason that that was more challenging is I'm not really in any circles for the vendor, and I'm so specific about not creating the same thing one table after another, and that it must, that the vendor must be tremendously knowledgeable, and it needs to be different, or homemade, I'm sorry, it needs to be homemade or something that they had dealt with, and not just being a broker, just bringing in and selling it. So that was more challenging. I still am looking for a couple tables and a couple spots, and hoping to have those solidified, hopefully, by the end of July of 2016. So, though there might be spots available for our next year ones, so I'm open for people that do make their own stuff. And remember, you're in a spiritual type of setting, so I'm looking for something that deals with that. A couple of things, like somebody that has does bonsai trees. I'm looking for that. I'm looking for a person that does some art that they do it, some art that's on a spiritual level, like fairies or gnomes or something like that. Even though we've only got a couple tables left, it might not be for this one, but it might be for a future one. So I'd really love to hear from some vendors in respect to those particular areas that I'd love to fill in. You know, because I just think the quotes, walking sticks are another thing that I'm looking at. If you carve your own walking stick, you know, and design it, it needs to be out of natural things. So that is something that I think would be a wonderful seller in our particular area and work very well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that you have an amazing event going, and I just want to remind everyone that the next Downriver Spirit Fest is on October 1st of this year. It's a one-day event. The show hours will be from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Brownstown Recreation Center. If you'd like the address for that, it's 21311 Telegraph Road in Brownstown, and you can definitely visit Nancy's website for more information, and that's nancyote.com. The last section of your company deals with readings, and I know we're starting to run a little bit short on time, but I definitely wanted to cover this. So would you like to talk a little bit about readings, because I know that you offer them, and how people should prepare for them, what to expect, how often they should have them?
What I tell people prior to readings, I do speak to the relatives and or friends that have passed on, is to ask prior to coming at least two questions that are really pertinent in their life right now. And I also state to the person that they might be surprised at who comes in to answer it, because it might be not the person they might have been looking for, but the person that gives some of the best advice might be the coming in to actually speak to them about a direction to take. I do ask the person be a little relaxed, though I've had a lot of people that were nervous. Skepticism doesn't bother me at all. I think it's good to go into a reading slightly skeptic. Because you don't want to go in just, you know, you want to I don't know. I just think it's good to go in slightly skeptic, though relaxed. I do find that in all the years I've done, I've only had a few people that I was not able to pick up anything, and I really tell the people that it doesn't, we can try it a different time, or I can absolutely refund your money either way. But for them not to take it towards themselves, it might be at this point in time that there isn't a clear answer for the couple questions that they asked, or they don't want to yet maybe divulge the answer, or the timings for whatever reason. It might also be me where my energy might be a little lower. But as I said, it's only happened to me twice. But the thing that the people come in and I don't ask what the questions are. And I just have a little thing that I state up front. Bear in mind, no medium, no psychic is 100% accurate. So what I do tell my clients is take the stuff that works for you and works well, and the stuff that doesn't, don't put a lot of energy towards it. And with that, I have no idea before a reading actually happens who and what, how it will evolve. Though when it's done, it seems like the people are very satisfied. Satisfied that they got a direction, maybe answers to their questions, that they got to talk to a relative they hadn't seen in a long time. I think one of the most interesting things personally for me that happened was I had one of my client's relatives wanting me to sing a song to the client. Now, for those of you who know me well, the money my mom gave me for singing lessons never went to singing lessons, and I can really say that I struggled with doing it, but I sang it. It was an extremely important song for the client. So I'm glad that I did it, though I did tell my guides next time, could you just put it in words rather than songs? So I give the information that the guides or the loved ones give straight to you exactly how it is. No interpretation or anything like that. Because if I did anything to muddle it, you wouldn't know who it was. So I not only do in-person ones, I also do them over the phone. And it seems like my biggest areas that I seem to be communicating with, at least right now this year, is New York and California are the two hubs that seem to call me the most. So,
wow, that's amazing.
Not saying there isn't ones in between, but those are the ones that seem to call the most. I will tell you, anybody sitting for a reading, that it is imperative that when the medium is giving you information to acknowledge that you understand, because one of your loved ones will keep repeating if you're not acknowledging it because it's something important that they want to say to you. So they'll be repetitive. When a medium goes up to touch with those on the other side, the people on the other side's energy goes down so they can relate and speak to the medium. So whereas before you could speak to them in your head and communicate to them in your head, what happens is that one really needs to speak it out loud or acknowledge it, and then they'll go on with whatever it is that they need to communicate. I like that they give me symbols or objects right up front that are specific to them. So whatever the message that they give to the person, they look at as very important and solid. And I thoroughly enjoy it. I do want to state one thing, and I know our time is getting very limited. I do a lot of readings, but I also do readings when I'm just out at Bed Bath & Beyond, or don't mean to plug them, but, you know, but any place I'm at, the grocery store or whatever, and I do it differently. I do it mainly having the person respond to me, because not saying I'm a medium or hello, I have a message for you, but more like, oh, you're interested in music. That's wonderful. And how long have you been doing it? And I do it because a relative really wants to get a message through to the person. But at this time in that person's life, they're just not hearing it. And it is imperative that they hear, or hopefully they want somebody that can communicate the message to them. So, you know, I'll just talk to some kind of clerk about their potential to go to college because a relative wants them to, you know, go to college and to get the degree they were meant to get in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on a quick note, I was just going to ask you to include in there how often you think someone should get a reading. I know we have about 3 minutes left, but I just wanted you to go over that real quick for our listeners.
I would probably say, and what I tell my clients is, approximately once every 6 months. They don't have to, but if they want to, they can, unless something major changes in their life before that. And the reason being is that a lot of stuff comes down in a reading, and so for them to be able to facilitate or sort of go through it and make changes in their life, what I tell them is, you know, if they book 4 months out, it's not like I'm going to say no, but I had a client that was calling me every single month, and I just really felt that they weren't getting the benefit of the reading. So I asked them to just maybe look at it for a little bit longer so they could get the benefit of the information that's coming down so they can process it and do something with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me today, Nancy, and thank you so much for sharing all this wonderful information with our listeners. And I do want to wish you the best of luck when it comes to your Spirit Fest and your workshops with all your many instructors, and also your readings. We wish you the best of luck, and we can't wait to see what more you have to offer in the future.
Oh, thank you very much for calling, and I appreciate the time. And if you want to call me, it's 571-989-2408. And thank you very much to Body, Mind, and Spirit and for this opportunity to speak to your listeners.
Awesome. Well, we wish you the best and good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. If you're just tuning in, you're tuning in live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio in today's show, In Touch Interviews. I had the wonderful opportunity to interview Nancy Lynn. I recommend you site at www.nancyote.com. You can also go to bodymindspiritradio.com if you're just tuning into this show and you would like to re-listen to it in archive. Go to bodymindspiritradio.com, click on host, and go to In Touch Interviews, and this episode will pop up. Also remember that on bodymindspiritradio.com, we do offer our fan club pages. So definitely become a fan of our shows, become a fan of this particular show, and you can also connect with Nancy that way. If you did not get a chance to write down her information, it is all on that archive show on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. I want to wish Nancy the best of luck. I think she's bringing some awesome and amazing things to the community. And definitely keep your eyes peeled in Body, Mind, Spirit Guide for the upcoming Downriver Fest on October 1st. And until next time, bye-bye.